Good morning.
Do you
I've lost something. Wait a minute.
This verse?
Yeah, I like you like that.
Okay. Well, we can go into that too.
My it's scripture verse.
That one
typed out here. Hold on.
Okay, and then you go back to that one and then go just go straight basically. Yeah. If you want to come over here, you can come over here and look at the words if you need to.
I want you to stand. Isn't it beautiful in here?
Amen.
Didn't it just do something when you walked in and you just see the reflections? The light of the world is Jesus. Jesus is everywhere. Amen? And we're just so thankful. And in a little bit, I'm going to just appreciate those who made all this possible. But right now, I want to open up our service in the Word. And I'm going to be reading from Psalm 136 out of the Message Bible. But after I say a line, and then this is a song. You got to remember that Psalms is a book of songs that they sang in their temple worship. And in this particular psalm, a leader would sing a line, and everybody would repeat after him. And what I want you to say after I say the first line is you're going to say, "His love never quits." Now, I think in the King James or New King James, it would say his love endures forever. But for the purpose of what we're doing this morning, now the Message Bible, I want you to say his love never quits. So let's practice that. Are you ready? His love never quits. Okay. All right. And by the time I finish reading this psalm, you're going to be blessed. Thank God. He deserves your thanks. His love never quits. Thank the God of all gods. Thank the Lord of all lords. Thank the miracle-working God. The God whose skill formed the cosmos. The God who laid out earth on ocean foundations. The God who filled the skies with light. The sun to watch over the day. Moon and stars as guardians of the night. The God who struck down the Egyptian firstborn and rescued Israel from Egypt's oppression. Took Israel in hand with his powerful hand. Split the Red Sea right in half. Led Israel right through the middle. Dumped Pharaoh and his army in the sea. The God who marched his people through the desert. Smashed huge kingdoms right and left. Struck down the famous kings. Struck Sihon, the Amorite king. Struck Og, the Bashanite king. Then distributed their land as booty. Handed the land over to Israel. God remembered us when we were down. Rescued us from the trampling boot. Takes care of everyone in time of need. Thank God who did it all. His love never quits. Now, what do you think the message is God trying to get through to us today? I always thought that if I did something bad, God would withdraw his love from me like everybody else does when I didn't please him. But guess what? His love never quits. Can you say that again? His love never quits. Oh, glory to God. Come on. His love never quits. His love never quits. Now add two words in there. His love for me never quits. Come on. His love for me never quits. Now I want you to just lift your hands and praise him this morning. As we begin our praise and worship here today, I'm so thankful you're here. And if you're listening, online, I just pray that you enter in and worship and praise the mighty one, because it's not about us. It's about Jesus. Amen. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the greater one who lives in us than he that is in the world. Amen. All right.
water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against?
Power, our God, our God.
Hallelujah. With that declaration, the things that we come in here this morning, you shouldn't leave with any kind of burden. If you believe what we're singing today, our God is greater than anything, that we're going to receive everything we need today. And when we leave here, we're going to leave here differently than when we came. Amen. Church, hallelujah. The name of Jesus, it's above every name. We magnify and we glorify you today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on now, church. As you look around and celebrate Jesus this morning.
Tell my story. Yeah.
groceries or you're shopping. I mean, you can be the Grinch or you can represent Jesus. You can tell your story by your attitude. You know, you can get upset at those atheists, or you can look them right in the face and say, joy to the world, the Lord has come. They're singing the songs. They're proclaiming His name in places, but this is the only time of the year they do it. So let's proclaim it. La la. Magnify you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. I want to take a minute before we get into the next song and continue in our worship. I walked in this morning and all the lights, and I have a list. I want to thank these people. And look how many it takes to get us ready to celebrate. I want to thank Cheryl Jackson and Panasha and Jerry and Denise Adamson, and Bradley and Ashley Adamson, Grayson and Grant, and Bethany, and Brenton, and Brinley, and Lydie, and Phyllis, and Sheila Hare, and Bob and Rita Reynolds, and all this. You all worked hard Friday night so we could come in here today and enjoy this and use it to set people free, amen? Because that's the name that we think about this morning. And Miss Denise wanted me to say that there's a few boxes of extra Christmas decorations in the red room that if you'd like to have them, you can. There's some ribbons and things that you might need for your trees and things, and you're welcome to them. But now, I want to say this. Let's just get back into our worship this morning and praise Him that sometimes we come to church and we just feel like we've got everything on our shoulders, you know, cares, worries, and weights. The Bible says, you know, we're supposed to cast off the weights. But sometimes, it's, you know, this morning I want you to hand it all to Jesus. He's the one that breaks every chain of bondage. If it's depression or maybe you're just saying, you know, I just need a word. I just need some hope. I got some sad news this week that one of the girls that we had prayed for in Lexington, a friend of Sandy and Brittany Kane's, Sherry's sister, she got this virus, and then it affected her immune system, and it began to attack her body, and her own body began to attack itself, and the next thing you know, she couldn't walk, and by the time we got up out to the hospital to see her, we had never met them, didn't know them, but we went in to pray for them, and she still could use her arms, and we were praying that it wouldn't affect the usage of her arms and the rest of her body would begin to be restored. Well, she was still able to use her arms. She came home a few weeks later. They sent us the nicest thank you note, but I don't know, somewhere along the way, she lost hope that she was ever going to be useful or do anything. And this last week, she committed suicide. But you know, she told me, she said, I'm a believer, I love the Lord, but something happened. And you know, people who are listening to this, or if you're here today and you're looking for somebody to give you just a glimpse of light, a glimpse of hope, we're here to tell you that Jesus is the hope you need. He's the light of the world. And he breaks every chain. If it's grief, if it's sickness, if it's depression, or you just want some hope this time.
Break every chain, break every chain.
to break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain,
break every chain,
to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
We magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your power. Worship him, church. Magnify his name today. Lift him up. He's the one that breaks every chain. You know, there may be a sin in your life. And as you've come to the Lord, you've realized, man, you know, I don't need this in my life. It doesn't honor the Lord. You can make a choice today. Say, you know what? I'm laying that stuff down, or I'm laying that down, or I'm laying that attitude down. Because of the power of the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of you. Hallelujah. As we worship you, Jesus. We magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Who was it? Somebody say.
That song touched my heart because my faith, in the name of Jesus, I hear the alcoholism chains falling off my family. I hear the chains of our children who won't get up on Sunday morning and go to church. I hear what I was binding them in their homes and in their beds to stay there instead of getting up and getting out. I break the chains in the name of Jesus off my family, and I declare and proclaim the salvation of the Lord. And not only in my family, but those whose children and whose families are in need of salvation. I break the chains in the name of Jesus off the families of God's children. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise Amen. God. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you.
with all creation I sing
praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you. Church, just begin to praise him and to worship him out of your spirit. Just worship him. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Oh, we glorify your name today, church. We magnify you and we lift you up. Holy, holy are you today. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship and magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Churches, they no longer preach the baptism in the Holy Ghost. They no longer preach about praying in the Holy Spirit and praying in that language that you know you're praying the will of the Father. You know, church, it's in there. It should be the most one of the most important parts of our Christian life is praying in the Holy Spirit. I want you to begin to pray where you are right now. Just begin to pray in the Holy Spirit.
I have come to restore. And before Laverne started saying, praying in the Holy Spirit, the Lord was dealing with me to tell you people to do that. Somewhere along the line, some people of this church have given up on some things. You have lost your first love. The Holy Spirit needs to lead you and guide you. I promise you, if you don't get back to that, you will walk through some things. And God will show you that He's God. And He wants to be your Lord, not just your Savior. And what I saw when He says, I came to restore, was somebody had dropped their keys. You dropped them on the floor. The keys to the kingdom of heaven. The heaven on earth. The keys to the kingdom of God and the things that He has got for you. You have lost it. You have looked at things with your eyes and it's caused you to fall. You have not looked to the promises of God, to the keys of the kingdom. I'm going to tell you something here. I was born and raised in this church. God sent me out and I've seen people healed. I've walked through things. I'm walking through something now physically with the immune system. But God is healing me. God is keeping me going. He's doing what it takes. But if I didn't pick up those keys to the kingdom of God and proclaim His promises again in my life. See, the devil will get you complacent. He'll get you satisfied right where you are. He'll get you to accept an old medicine has to do it, or somebody else has to pray for me, or somebody. No, He gave it to you. He gave you the Holy Spirit. And it's time that you pick up those keys and the promises to the kingdom of heaven and you take them for yourself. And I'm going to tell you something. The pastors can't do it all for you. The pastors can't do it. They could do it. And I'm going to tell you something. If you'll pick up those keys to the kingdom of God and the promises of God in your life, and you start praying for the pastors like you're supposed to be doing, and you pray for the leaders of this country like you're supposed to be doing, and you pray for revival across this land, I'm going to tell you something. What's happening out there in Missouri and all around? The devil ain't got a chance if you'll pick up the keys to the kingdom of God. And if you will get a hold of those promises again, for yourself. If you'll crawl out of the bed and get them for yourself. I'm going to tell you something. While I'm walking through, there's days I don't want to get out of the bed before 12 o'clock. There's days I don't want to go to bed till 2 or 3 o'clock, sleep till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. But I'm going to tell you, God honors my faith. Maybe I have to lay there in the bed to pray, but I'm praying His promises. I'm picking up the keys. I'm praying His victory. What are you in? Are you in depression? God will set people today free of depression. I don't mean to pray. I'm just doing what God is leading me to do. You want to see this church fill back up? You want to see the finances blessed and overflowing in His church like it should be doing? Start paying your tithes. Start being faithful. If a church goes under, it's not the pastor's fault. And I'm not saying this is going under anything like that. God's been showing me some things. People need to pay their tithes. You want the key, you'll pick up the keys. Part of that keys is paying your tithes, bringing them into the church, doing what God tells you to do with them. And if He's called you into ministry somewhere, then you support that ministry. But I'm going to tell you what, right here, if you are here, this is where you're supposed to be. This is where you're supposed to pay your tithes. This is where you're supposed to claim the promises. This is where you're supposed to pray for the country. This is where you're supposed to pray for your pastors and everybody else that comes in here. I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus Christ, God is here to restore. Pick up the keys to the kingdom of God. Amen.
And you know, many, many years ago, there was a young girl, just very, very young. And the angel of the Lord came to her and told her all these great and mighty things that were going to happen through her. I mean, she's a poor young girl. She has nothing. And she says, well, how can these things be? And the angel of the Lord spoke to her and he said, the Spirit of God will come upon you. And through that Spirit, the Savior of the world is going to be born. She still didn't understand what she was saying. Do you know what she did? She looked at that angel, and she looked at God, and she said, God, be it unto me according to your will. Because you can do it. I lay my hands before you. You need to do that today. You may be thinking, I don't know how God's going to do this. He didn't ask you to understand how He was going to do it. He just said, submit yourself to Him and trust Him and let to His direction and say, God, you're going to do it. My soul magnifies the Lord because He has done great things. And she sang those out of her heart when she didn't even know what she was singing about. You need to keep praising Him out of your heart. Even though you don't see how He's going to break this off of your life or break that off. Because my soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things.
Good news of great joy for every woman, every man. This will be a sign to you, a baby born in Bethlehem. Come and worship, do not be afraid. A company of angels, glory in the highest, and on the earth a peace among those on whom His favor rests. Come and worship, do not be afraid. Born unto us, the Son is here. heart prepare his throne. Let every nation under him come and worship. Do not be afraid. Oh no. Magnifies the Lord, my soul. Magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me. Great things for me.
Of his government, there will be no way. He'll establish it with his righteousness. This is what I like. He's done great things.
say, my soul magnifies the Lord.
Do you magnify him today? Come on.
Say, my soul magnifies the Lord. Say, my soul magnifies the Lord.
I like this, brother. I like the Lord. I love the Lord.
Say, my soul magnifies the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Say, my soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me. Great things. Magnifies the Lord, my soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As we were praising God and worshiping, God spoke to me and he said, now catch this. He said, I'm here. Where are you? As Cheryl was sharing what she shared, the Spirit of God is present. But you know, in the scripture, there's a place where it says, and the power of God was present to heal. But nobody got healed. It was kind of like the power of God is present to heal. Where are you? And nothing happened. Even though the writer says the power of God was present to heal. Because the people didn't reach out and take it. And that's what we have to do. You know, it's never a question, oh God, please show up. And God says, I haven't gone anywhere. I don't change. So what are you going to do? And I know that when my dear wife here gets to putting the praise and worship service together, a theme in the songs is the least thing on her mind. But it seems like God always does it. It's like this morning. In every song we sung, the theme was basically the power in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Do we believe that or not? Now, we've got several names on the prayer list. I'm going to have Laverne read them to you. And then we'll give you a chance to add one if you want to. And then I'm going to tell you something else we're going to pray for. Okay.
On our prayer list this morning, we have Jeannie and Carrie and Chase and Mercedes and Lisa and Trace and Diana and Jesse and Debbie and Donnie and Danny and Herbert and Sonny and Kim and Scotty and Connie and Sandy and Aaron and Alex and Nanny and Della and Ida and Phyllis and Linda and J.W. and Lakeisha and Chris and Boys and Lex and Kylie and Patricia and Jeff and Brandy and Josh, June and Jerry, Marcy and Doug and Jennifer, Hope, Jacody, Reagan and Mindy's mother. Her father went home to be with Jesus. And Sandy, we want to lift up Miriam this morning and Hope Cross. Real quickly, if you have someone else you want to lift up this morning. Yes. Deborah. Yes. Okay, yes. You're CJ's friend, okay? Devontae? Who's this? Okay. Okay. Yes, Brad. Who? Melinda Howard. Okay. Okay.
Now, we were talking about the name of Jesus. And if you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. I want you to agree with me this morning in Jesus' name that the finances here in the next couple of days, even today if possible, will be enough that we can get some gas, because I think we're running now on faith. And I said, okay, God, you took a little bit of oil and you magnified it. So if we have to have that, we're going to believe that's what's going to happen. And we also, I know it's not the first Sunday, but tomorrow's the first day. And we usually kind of rest on the first Sunday offerings pretty good. But we got some things that need to be taken care of before next Sunday. Now, if you want to give to help with the gas situation, you make that specific in your giving, because that goes into a different account than just the regular offering. But if you want to help us make sure we get the mortgage paid and everything stays current, I want you, first of all, to agree with me in the name of Jesus that God supplies our needs. And then remember what God said earlier. I'm here. Where are you? If it comes down to what God would have you do. But mainly, I want you to pray and believe in Jesus' name that we have what we need. I'm not used to this because in 30 years or longer, I've never had to ask for money to put gas in the tanks. Now, we're going to break out of this. The name of Jesus is going to break every chain. Heavenly Father, we stand before you this morning in the name of Jesus, making our request known to you. Letting you know, Lord God, that we renew our effort and our faith to trust you. We pick up our keys from off the floor to open the provision of the kingdom. And we thank you, Lord God, for the sufficiency to meet every financial need that we have. For the mortgage, for the gas, for salaries. All that we need, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And these names that have been lifted up before you, in Jesus' name, we declare that their needs are met. Their needs are met. In Jesus' name. They're not going to be. They are. And we have all that we need. They have all that they need. And Lord God, with the situation in our country, people using bad situations as an excuse for doing bad things themselves. And our leaders, Lord, need wisdom and courage and backbone to do what's right and to take the right stand. And Lord, we believe that the problem that's causing it all is sin in the human heart. And we thank you, Lord, that Jesus is the answer to that problem. Help us to wake up and see that. As it says in Scripture, you that sleepeth, arise, and God will give you light. Let that be what happens in our lives, in our churches, in our homes, and in our country. Thank you, Lord God, that you are still here and that you are still the same. In Jesus' name, amen.